or tenacious, just make you tired. When I was in the muck, when I was in the thick of it, the idea of perseverance just sounded exhausting. I don't know if any of you all are there. And yet, like, the idea of contentment, the idea that I should just be okay with how things were, was really hard for me. I wasn't okay. I know that one of my core values is growth and learning. And the idea of contentment has always been a bit of a struggle to me. And I know that contentment isn't complacency, yet I struggle to sort of grasp contentment without it becoming complacency. And so I've always been really curious about this question, can we be ambitious and can we be content? And in terms of parenting, I've always sort of wondered, like, how do I cultivate and encourage my kids to do hard things without traumatizing them by asking them to do hard things? And so that's what today's episode is really wandering through. How do we grit gently? And how can we use mindful planning as a crucial tool for achieving our goals, but with gentle grit? So that's what we're doing. We'll see where this goes. Let's do this.
Do you want to feel less scattered and more focused, but the idea of goal setting sounds like adding more pressure to your already pressure-filled life? If so, welcome to the Plan Goal Plan podcast. I'm Danielle McGee. I'm a professor, mom, planner addict, and recovering overachiever. After years of hustle and grind, I was tired of trying harder. I was ready to try easier. At the intersection of research, practice, and play, I found a purposeful path to planning and goal setting that is fun, simple, and sustainable. If you're ready to try easier, if you're ready to make memories and do meaningful work, grab a pen. I will equip you with tools and practices to clarify purpose, reclaim time, and achieve goals playfully and lightly. Let's get started.
Okay, y'all. So my last month felt like a year in both good and bad ways. My month was full of really exciting connections with people. I haven't talked about this much, but I joined an intensive with Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He's getting ready this October. He'll release his book, Rapid Transformation. And I got to be part of a group where I've had an opportunity to read early drafts of his work and have him take you through his rapid transformation process. And it has been banana pants. I've met the most amazing people. It is also go time in higher ed. The end of the year is always full of celebrations and, like, you got to get this done. And my kids have concerts and all sorts of amazing things going on. And then, of course, we got sick. So you can probably hear that in my voice a little bit. I don't know if we had the flu or what, but it was no fun. We're all stuffy, coughies. When I get into these periods, these seasons where, you know, you just got to move through it, there's no way around it. There's only through. I always try to think to myself, okay, this is going to be a little bit wild, but how do I sort of just sift through this moment as lightly as I can? How do I keep my energy up? How do I keep motivated? How do I not burn out, right? And so today, I really wanted to create a podcast where I could talk about what mindful planning is, what it means to really plan intentionally, so that it isn't just time management hacks, but a real thoughtful approach to planning that aligns what your values are with the way that you're spending your time. And how could you use mindful planning to move lightly, to grit gently through these moments that feel like a sprint? And so that's really what I wanted to talk with you all about today. I also want to let you know that right now I am offering for free a short audio mini course called Bold and Balanced. And it's really all about how can we relieve some of the things that we got going on? And how do we do that where we're letting go of the stuff that really isn't filling us, so that we can make space for the things that light us up, that delight us, that bring us joy and connection and make us feel well. And so if you are interested in that, I will put a link in the show notes. It also comes with a really great workbook. I'm super proud that I learned how to do the tech for this, because you can also text the word balanced, that's balanced with a D, to 319-264-333. 3-2. And I'll also put that in the show notes. Y'all, snag this up, listen to it. I did make it quick because what you're trying to do is create some space. And so it's quick, but it's thoughtful. And I had so much fun putting this together for y'all. So one of the things that I have really been thinking about is how approaches to time management really treat it like a technical problem. So technical problems are problems that have clear solutions that if you just follow the steps, you'll get the result. The outcome will be there. And adaptive problems, on the other hand, are a little more slippery. Adaptive problems are problems where there might be multiple routes to solving the problem. It is less linear. And oftentimes, in my opinion, whether they're at the individual level or at a more organizational group community level, adaptive problems also require a paradigm shift, a shift in the way that we've been defining the problem in a lot of ways. So I think that what happens often is that we treat our busyness as a technical problem, where if we can just hack our planner, if we can just move our calendar around a bit, we can shove it all in, or we can delete a few things and we'll have that space and we can go on our way and we'll just keep doing that and it will all work out. The issue with this is it might work. It might work, and sometimes it does, and for some people it does, but a lot of times our busyness is rooted in other junk. And some of that is cultural junk, right? Some of that is social norm, social pressures, expectation. But I would also say that as individuals, we have an ability to push back against those norms, to break through the cracks and the fissures of those narratives and rewrite a new one. Some of those adaptive problems are ways that we feel and think about ourselves and our capabilities and our potentials. And those two might be a result of either past experiences that we've had, or they could be a result of social and societal expectations. And so what sort of happens is if we treat our busyness as if it's just a technical problem, do less. But there are these more slippery, complex, nuanced issues that are underlying our busyness. Chances are that technical solutions are only going to provide short-term relief, not a long-term, genuine, holistic solution. So one of the things that I've really appreciated about a more mindful, intentional approach to mindful planning is that I think it can promote what I like to call gentle grit, or the ability to grit gently. So if you go clear back to episode 26, I kind of asked this question, you know, can we Brené Brown grit? What I was really thinking about in this episode is, can we have grit without shame? You know, can we grit and embrace vulnerability? Can we grit imperfectly? Can we adopt imperfection and still be gritty? And so I dove back into Angela Duckworth's research on grit. I read a lot more. I revisited some Brené Brown. I realized that they actually did a podcast episode where they talked together about this, and it was really an interesting process. And so you can go back and you can listen to episode 26. I'll try to make sure that I link that too in the show notes. But Angela Duckworth really talks about grit as being passion and perseverance in the pursuit of a long-term goal. So she gives grit kind of three different qualities. There's endurance or perseverance. There's passion, which connects you to your purpose. And then there's mastery. And I think that's so interesting. So I have this little theory that part of the reason that we have so much available to us, and yet many of us feel incredibly flat. I don't know if that's you, but part of it is that in busy culture, it promotes doing a whole lot, but at really a shallow level. I can think about my work in higher ed, that I've had meeting after meeting after meeting. And I'm like, I don't want to have any more meetings. I want to think, and I want to create, and I want to master something. I want to do something fully and feel like, ooh, this is what I'm capable of. And I want it to be deep work, you know, to use the phrase from Cal Newport. And I do think that when we are in these busy go, go, go stages, we don't have the connection of mastering something. So I love that these qualities of grit are perseverance, passion, and mastery. And I also was thinking about the relationship between grit and hope. There is an amazing quotation from Angela Duckworth in the book Grit, where she says, "Grit depends on a different kind of hope. It rests on the expectation that our own efforts can improve the future. I have a feeling tomorrow will be better is different from I resolve to make tomorrow better." I think that that is something that I feel really passionately about, that not only are we capable of making tomorrow better, but we can commit to it with passion and perseverance. And I think that mindful planning helps you with endurance. So there is all sorts of research that talks about how mindful planning can help you reduce anxiety. It can help increase your effectiveness by keeping you focused on your values and the why behind your goals. So it connects you to purpose. And I think it's also really focused. So there's a lot of things I feel like in life that have called me to be consistent and to endure. Writing a dissertation to get my PhD was definitely one of those moments. You know, working on a really big project and there's not really any clear deadlines. You have to kind of make your own along the way. And one thing that I really found that if I were to work sporadically, the downside to that is I would often sit down to work and I wouldn't remember where I left off. It would take me all of this time to like recollect my thoughts, reintroduce myself to the research or the literature that I was in, and then to kind of get in a rhythm and a roll with writing. But if I would sit down and I would be really thoughtful about all the other things that I had going in my life, and if I would make some different milestones and put those in my planner and be really consistent with checking in, even if it was a short writing period, it would really help me to just be consistent because I wasn't having to catch up every time. You know, with podcasting, it's really similar that like I need to be consistent and it really helps me to know, okay, these are the episodes that I have planned for the next month. And then I can let my brain be like thinking about those and noticing different things that are happening that might contribute to a different episode. I really think that parenting is an act of endurance, right? That, you know, you have to really be consistent in holding boundaries with your kids and communicating the values that you want to with your kids. And actually, as I was working on this episode, I was thinking about the story Ada Twist Scientist. You know, my daughter's name's Ada, so we really like this one. And if you aren't familiar, basically Ada does all of these different scientific experiments, and so many of them don't go as planned. But it really helps her think through problems and staying curious, even or maybe especially in moments of failure. And so I think that one of the things that I love about having a mindful planning practice where each week you sit down and you review what worked, what filled me up, what delighted me, what do I need more of, what do I need less of? And when you can check in with yourself regularly like that, you can also get curious about the things that don't work and see those things as important insight to planning your next week. So for me, these regular check-ins help me stay curious. And I think that that keeps us in a growth mindset rather than falling into a fixed mindset of, oh, you know, I planned this, it didn't go as planned, I must just really suck at this. I'm a terrible failure, right? Instead, it's like, I wonder what's going on there. I wonder if I did things like this, if I would get a different outcome. Let's experiment, let's try. So I want to offer a few practical tips for implementing mindful planning. The first is I want you to reframe the way that you think about planning as just about time management and calendaring and to-do lists, and rather to think about planning as personal development. So before you write any goals, before you write down your plans for the week, I want you to spend some time reflecting on what truly matters to you. So if you don't already have a planning ritual, I recommend that you start one, and it doesn't have to be incredibly long. You might just spend 5 to 10 minutes a day. I do recommend having one longer planning session a week, but even that could be 20 to 30 minutes. And before you do the tasks of calendaring and to-do lists, spend some time reflecting. When did I feel powerful this week? Were there times that I should have asked for help? And how could I have resourced that help? Ask yourself questions that are interesting, that prompt self-reflection. The second practical tip for implementing mindful planning is to stay present. So we want to stay grounded when we do planning. We don't want it to just be filling in the blanks and like sort of like mindless dump of ideas. We want to activate our senses. We want to bring our body into the process. We really want to create rituals, not habits. Rituals transform us from one state to another, and they invite presence, where habits are habitual. They're automatic. So what techniques can you use to stay mindful, to stay present when planning? Try evoking your senses. Switch it up sometimes so it doesn't become rote. And make sure that as you create your planning ritual, you infuse it with things that bring you delight, bring you joy, that you desire to do, that wake you up and energize you. But you do want to have flexible frameworks. So, you know, you want to treat planning as personal development. You want to stay present and you want to have flexible frameworks. And what I mean by that is have adaptable plans that allow for changes in learning. And I think that you can do this by having regular reflections. So by treating planning as personal development and staying present for it, you can recognize, oh, something kind of came up. How do I adapt, but in a way that still is tethered to my values? So in today's episode, I kind of want to recap and bring this together because I've been a little more meandering. So I appreciate it if you've stayed with me. This episode really is exploring how mindful planning is a crucial tool for not only achieving your goals, but achieving them with gentle grit. I think that traditional planning methods, they can lead to stress and burnout because they treat time management as a technical problem. And what happens is you go to implement those technical problems and sometimes it lands and sometimes it doesn't. And you have to keep restarting and restarting and restarting. Whereas if you treat it like an adaptive problem and you do the deep work of addressing some underlying issues that might be getting in the way of you actually deleting things from your schedule, letting go, or what is, you know, underlying the cycle of overcommitment, you can create a paradigm shift, a mindset shift that will serve you more consistently so that you can have the endurance to do the thing. And I think that mindful planning helps you with endurance. It helps keep you curious, like Ada Twist Scientist. So leaving you with some practical tips, treat planning as personal development, stay present, create flexible frameworks, and engage in regular reflections. I just want to remind you that if you need some help releasing, deleting things from your life, check out the Bold and Balanced mini-series. It's so good, y'all. I'd be so tickled to hear what you think about it. It is in the beta stage, so I love feedback. I want to thank you all so much for listening, for supporting this podcast. You know, if this has helped you in any way, please share it with other women. I have this wild goal of helping 1 million women be bold at work and present at home. And I super appreciate you helping me make that goal a reality. Be bold, be brilliant, and be well, friends. If this podcast has inspired you, guided you, or just made you laugh, the number one way that you can thank me is by leaving a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I'm seriously tickled every time that I hear from you all, so pop onto Instagram and follow Plan Go Plan and digital message me. I want to say hello. I want to geek out about all things planning and goal setting. Keep sensing the possibilities, y'all.